Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building something that's a little more than just a drum boss and a bass line. We're building a sunrise set relationship between the drums and the bass in Ableton Live 12, with that old-school jungle and DNB feeling, where the track still hits hard, but it also feels like it's opening up toward dawn. Think of it like this. The drum boss is the frame, and the bass line is the moving picture. If the frame is too thick, the picture disappears. If the frame is too thin, the whole tune feels unstable, so our goal is balance. We want punch, weight, motion, and a little emotional lift. Not sterile, not overcooked, just controlled energy with atmosphere. We're aiming for around 172 BPM, which is a great sweet spot for sunrise rollers. Fast enough for proper DNB momentum, but still roomy enough for groove and phrasing. First thing, set up your architecture before you get lost in sound design. Create three groups in your session. One group for drums, one for bass, and one for atmospheres and effects. Keep all your break layers, kick, snare, hats, and percussion inside the drums group. Put your sub and mid bass layers inside the bass group, and route both of those to a pre-master or master chain, where you'll only do light cleanup and metering. That separation matters a lot in advanced DNB. If you try to force everything through one messy chain too early, the low end gets blurry and you end up fighting the mix instead of shaping it. We want control. We want each group to have its own job. Now let's build the bass foundation. Start with two layers. One is your sub. That can be operator or wave-eatable, using a sine wave or something very close to a sine. Keep that layer mono. Keep the release short, and make sure it stops cleanly. If it feels too quiet on smaller speakers, give it a tiny bit of saturation, just enough to create harmonics without making it fuzzy. Then build your mid-bass layer. This is where the character lives. Use a detune saw, a restyle patch, or something in that family. Add a slow movement to wave-eatable position or filter cutoff, so the bass feels alive over time. Don't make it too wide in the lower range. Below about 150 Hz, you want discipline. Let the width happen higher up, where it adds excitement instead of low-end chaos. When you program the bass line, don't think in terms of constant notes. Think in terms of response. Write a two-bar phrase that answers the drums. Leave space after the snare. Let the break speak. In jungle and old-school DNB, silence and gaps are part of the groove. A good bass line doesn't just play notes. It reacts. A strong starting idea is to use root notes on the downbeat, a syncopated pickup before the snare, and then a held note toward the end of the phrase to create tension. Mix short stabs with occasional longer notes, so the line feels like it's breathing. If everything is the same length, the groove gets stiff very quickly. Now let's talk drums, because this is where the old-school jungle energy really comes alive. Don't build this section from a basic kick snare loop alone. Start from a break. Slice in simpler, or you slice a new MIDI track and pull out the kick hits, snare hits, ghost notes, and hats. Keep the character of the original break, but tighten the timing and reshape the phrase. Layer a separate kick and snare on top if needed. Keep the kick short and focused. In this kind of mix, the kick usually isn't trying to own the sub. The bass is usually handling that job. The snare should have enough body to feel full, but enough brightness to cut through the break and the bass. On your drums group, start with a gentle EQ cleanup. High pass only the very low rumble, just enough to clear unnecessary sub-energy. Then add drum bus for a bit of drive and transient shape. Keep it subtle. The goal is punch and attitude, not fake low end. After that, a little saturator with soft clip can add glue and grit. Finish with glue compressor, but keep it light. You want the drums to stay alive, not flattened into a brick. A good rule here is this. If the break loses bounce, back off the compression before you add more processing. In DNB, the transient is precious. A lot of the energy comes from letting the front edge of the drum survive. Also, don't forget micro contrast. A slightly softer ghost note followed by a sharper snare can feel much more human and emotional than making every hit equally loud and aggressive. Use velocity, clip gain, and tiny timing nudges before you reach for heavier processing. If the drums feel modern but flat, a few milliseconds of asymmetry on hats or ghost hits can bring the groove to life. Keep the kick and snare anchors solid, but let the smaller details move just a little. Now bring the bass and drums together with sidechain and frequency separation. Set up sidechain compression on the bass group, keyed from the drums or the kick, depending on how your groove is working. You want the bass to duck under the drums, but not disappear. Usually the few decibels of gain reduction is enough. Fast attack, moderately quick release, and a ratio that keeps the groove pulsing instead of pumping too hard. If you split the bass into sub and mid layers, treat them differently. Let the sub stay controlled and mono. Let the mid layer do more of the movement and ducking. That gives you presence without crowding the kick and snare. Use EQ to carve out space too. If the bass is getting boxy around the low mids, tame a little around the 200 to 400 Hz area. If the hats or break edges are getting brittle, smooth the 3 to 6 kHz region on the drum bus a bit. The point is not to make everything smaller. The point is to give each part a clear lane. Now for the sunrise emotion. This is where the track stops being just a loop and starts becoming a journey. The big trick here is gradual opening. Don't just add more layers and crank the volume. Instead, automate the sound so it reveals more brightness, width, and harmonic detail over time. For example, slowly open the mid-bass filter across 8 or 16 bars. Increase a snare reverb send before transitions, then pull it back. Add a touch more drum bus crunch as the section develops. Automate a tiny bit more saturator drive in the second half of the phrase. Maybe widen only the upper percussion, while keeping the low end locked down. That gradual spectral reveal is what gives Sunrise DNB its feeling. It's not just louder, it feels like it's lifting. A really useful arrangement technique is call and response. Let the drums ask a question, and let the bass answer. Put a short bass stab after the snare. Leave a gap before the next note. Add a small pickup into the next phrase. Then maybe use a short fill at the end of four bars that mirrors the break rhythm. This creates a conversation between the rhythm and the low end, which is exactly what you want in jungle-leaning material. You can make this even stronger by creating two versions of your bass phrase. One version is sparser, with more space. The other is denser, with a bit more movement or distortion. Swap between them every 4 or 8 bars so the groove feels like it's breathing. On the drum side, keep the stereo image disciplined. Sub and low end punch should stay centered. Let width live in the hats, shakers, ambience, and top percussion. If you need a little more atmosphere, use a parallel return with a very short room reverb or subtle saturation. Blend it quietly. That gives the drum bus a sense of air, without washing out the transients. If you want a slightly rougher, more nostalgic edge, a parallel return with a tiny bit of redux or mild distortion can work beautifully. Just keep the main drum bus cleaner. The dirt should support the groove, not swallow it. One of the biggest mistakes in this style is overdoing the sub. Decide who owns the lowest octave. In most rollers, the bass owns it, and the kick is more about punch and attitude. If both are fighting down there, the mix loses movement fast. Another common mistake is making the bass too wide too early. Keep the sub dead center, and only let the upper bass get expressive. Also, watch the harmonic buildup in the low mids. If the break and bass are clashing, don't immediately reach for more compression. First check the note lengths, overlapping tails, and whether the bass is landing too close to the snare transient. Often the fix is in the MIDI, not the mixer. As you shape the arrangement, think in 8 and 16 bar blocks. Start with a lean version, kick, ghost break, and sub hints. Then bring in the full break energy. Then open the mid bass a little. Then add top percussion or ride energy. Save the more emotional pads or chords for when the groove is already established. That way the section feels like it's blooming instead of just stacking up. A really effective sunrise move is to create one bar of negative space every so often. Drop the kick for a moment. Strip the top hats. Mute the res edge. That little reset makes the return feel much bigger, and it gives the listener a breath before the next lift. So, to recap the core idea, build the drums and bass as one system. Keep the sub mono and controlled. Let the mid bass move and answer the drums. Use break edits, ghost notes, and call and response phrasing to keep the groove alive. Apply only light group processing for glue and grit. Then use automation and arrangement changes to create that sunrise feeling of gradual reveal and emotional lift. If you do it right, the section won't just feel loud. It'll feel directed. It'll feel like the track is pushing forward into morning, with all the weight of jungle and roller still intact, but with that warm, nostalgic opening that makes Sunrise sets hit so hard. Now jump into Ableton Live 12 and build the loop. Keep it simple at first, then shape it with intention. Once the relationship between the drum bus and bassline feels right, everything else in the track gets easier.